耶稣又再次考起那些经师法利赛人，他们 不知道怎么答。实际上在他们的心目中呢，达美之子和麦西亚 是一个同义词来的。咁但係佢哋喺耶穌身上睇嚟睇去咧，睇唔到呢個麥西亞嘅影像，因為佢哋麥西亞咧係用君王啊，係帶領以色列人脱離羅馬帝國嘅一個猛將嚟噶嘛，佢哋嘅麥西亞嘅觀念。咁所以耶穌佢哋喺嗰啲木匠之子咁嘅寒微嘅身份，何來佢麥西亞？咁但係佢耶穌佢提一個問題，就係話達美之子咧，即係話麥西亞喺達美嘅後裔，點解啊？達美之子，咁耶穌係即係同佢玩下遊戲啊！咁既然佢係達美之子，咁佢又係麥西亞，點解咧？咁樣佢哋冇得解嘅。其實你思考聖經嗰度注釋咧，佢話其實耶穌想借呢個機會證明佢唔單止係麥西亞，亦都係天主之子。當然啦，為個當時嘅經師，為當時嗰啲就算啲宗徒們咧，都唔會明呢個字嘅。直至耶穌被釘死後復活，聖神降臨，先清晰好多呢個麥西亞嗰個意義。咁所以咧，耶稣都冇答佢，点解耶稣都有一次问？咁啱咪从前日嘅福音啫嘛？你答唔答？佢哋冇答啊！咁你唔答，我都唔答咯。咁其实耶稣唔系话唔答佢哋嘅，不过佢暂时未有呢啲咁嘅心理准备咧，太深奥啦。呢个天主之子、达美之子，咁样呢个麦西亚呢几个字眼。为他们答不看不清楚的，所以看到耶稣都因人施教的，你暂时未明他不会逼你一定要看到深度的，看他着少着少呢，让你明白至少的中途慢慢慢慢，但都不好明白，多默都是都不信，耶稣复活之后显然他都未信，就耶稣复活后来再问他，来不要吓我的钉孔，佢先至开始。我主我天主，所以我哋人咧都好多时间咧要去慢慢慢慢去浸淫，慢慢无论点，天主咧系俾我哋人嗰个智慧嘅。你愿意聆听，天主圣言咧一定与你同在，所以。当你是愿意生活圣言的时候呢，自然你就会得到这一份的生命力，你自然你就能够在主的生命里面生活，不是明你是生活的。 So today Jesus is asking them the question, the son of David. That's a tricky word because they consider the son of David is a messiahBut he considered this Messiah for the people at that time is a political leader. So they don't see anything similar in Jesus. He is only a carpenter's son and he is also a carpenter. How can he be the leader of the Israel people against the Roman Empire? It's nothing. So they couldn't understand the word son of David. So Jesus playing with the words. Why son of David is called, David called him,The Lord, because Jesus really the Lord, is speaking the truth, but by that time no one understands. So at times Jesus is revealing things to us gradually. At times we don't understand many things. God has His patience, but we need to be patient with ourselves. If we live the Word of God day by day, the God the Father and Jesus lives in us, and they.Gradually reveal this divinity towards us, so we don't have to worry how much we understand. But important, we open, let the Word of God, we leave the Word of God, and God will live in us. In that time, we will understand. On the last day in heaven, we will completely understand what is the divine person.